This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his last and final messenger. I just noticed several people came to the masjid and they did not pray the two rak'ahs of sunnah before sitting. And you should not. And if you did not pray the two rak'ahs of the sunnah, stand up and pray right now. Because that's what the Prophet ﷺ said when he saw a man walk into the masjid and he sat. He said, stand up and pray two rak'ahs before you sit. So it is highly recommended for the person who entered the masjid to pray the two rak'ahs before sitting. Today I would like to speak to you about a month that a lot of people don't pay attention to the value and the virtue of it. And because it comes between the two great months, the month of Rajab and the month of Ramadan. These two great months, Rajab because it's one of the four sacred months, Al-Ashhur al-Hurum, and Ramadan, we all know about it. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give much attention to this month, the month of Sha'ban. That's why Usama ibn Zayd said, Ya Rasulullah, Ma li araka tasumu shahram min ash-shuhur, ma tasumu min Ramadan. I noticed that you care so much about fasting during the month of Sha'ban, more than any other month in the year. Then in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dalika shahrun yaghfaru an-nasu an." This is a month where a lot of people don't give it its appropriate attention, which is month of Sha'ban, comes between Rajab and Ramadan. And that's one of the reasons that it was said it's called Sha'ban. Sha'ban comes originally from ash-shi'b. Ash-shi'b, it means valley. Something between the valley, which is between two mountains, because it comes between these great months, Rajab and Ramadan. And also because the Arab in that month used to go all over the valleys of Mecca to collect water. كَانُوا يَذْهَبُونَ فِي شِعَابِ مَكَّةِ They will go all over the valleys of Mecca and outside Mecca to collect waters for the month of Ramadan. That's why it was called Sha'ban, لِتَفَرُّقِهِمْ فِي الشِّعَابِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to care for this month so much. There's a lot of things happened during the month of Sha'ban. As you know, the Islamic calendar is based on a lunar calendar. So we have exactly 12 months. And the month of Sha'ban is the 8th. And now we are in this month. Okay, we started last week, last Saturday. And by the end of this month, Ramadan will start, inshallah ta'ala, soon. So this month of Sha'ban, you know, great things happened. For example, in the second year after the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina, the obligation of fasting Ramadan actually took place during Sha'ban. The verses that talk about the obligation of fasting came during the month of Sha'ban. Also, one of the things that we know that happened during this month, that the Muslims were ordered to direct their face to Qibla, to Mecca, during the month of Sha'ban. The verses that talk about, you know, the obligations of facing Jerusalem and start facing Mecca, that took place during the month of Sha'ban as well. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married Hafsa during the month of Sha'ban. The Battle of Tabuk took place during the month of Sha'ban. So many things happened during this month. But what's so important during this month that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fast a lot. That's why Usama ibn Zayd noticed that. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, on this hadith in the Sahih al-Bukhari, she said, مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اسْتَكْمَلَ صِيَامَ شَهْرٍ قَطْ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ إِلَّا شَعْبَانِ. I did not see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would fast a whole entire month other than Ramadan except the month of Sha'ban. But what she meant, radiallahu anha, here, she meant that he fasted most of the month of Sha'ban. Because in another narration she said, وَكَانَ يَصُومُهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He would fast it except just few days in it. So, but the Prophet ﷺ will fast most of the days of Sha'ban. That's why there is a narration, famous people use it, إِذَا انْتَصَفَ شَهْرُ شَعْبَانَ فَلَا تَصُومُ. After the mid of Sha'ban, don't fast. And that's something the Shafi'i scholars have used as an evidence that after the 15th of Sha'ban, we should not fast. But this hadith is hadithun munkar, hadithun very weak, as the great imams of hadith like Ibn Mahdi or Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, حَكَمُوا عَلَيْهِ بِالنَّكَارَةِ الشَّدِيدَةِ. They said it's very weak narrations. But in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in multiple ahadith in Bukhari and others, that he used to fast most of the month of Sha'ban. There is a rules in Sharia. The only month you fasted completely from beginning to end is Ramadan, to keep Ramadan special. But other than Ramadan, you must break. You must have a break on it. Unless you have a nadr, that you made a nadr, or it's a penalty for fasting two consecutive months. That will be a different case. But just as a volunteer, no. You can't just volunteer a whole entire 30 days straight like that. And Aisha radiallahu anha also, when she said that, Umm Salama also said, I have not seen the Prophet ﷺ will fast these two consecutive months, any consecutive months except Sha'ban and Ramadan. Again, because he fasted most of the days of Sha'ban, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked, why do you fast so much? He said, this is a month with people not paying attention to it. Yani people, when you tell them, hey, you're going to fast this month, Ramadan is coming, Sheikh, yani, you know, I'm going to save it for Ramadan, you know, which is not a good attitude. That's not a right attitude. You should take advantage of, you know, the salah. You should take advantage of any opportunity that it is there for you. And him, the Prophet ﷺ saying, هَذَا شَهْرٌ يَغْفَلُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ. There is a very good point to be learned here. He said, that's a month where a lot of people don't pay attention to it. That shows us that any time or any place or any kind of ibadah, act of worship, people don't pay much attention to it. It is highly recommended for you to pay much attention to it. You start practice it yourself, to revival that, to occupy that time. That's why many of us salaf, rahimahumullah, used to pray a lot between Maghrib and Isha. Pray a lot, 8, 10 rak'ah, 12 rak'ah. There's a lot of narrations like that. Why? Because between Maghrib and Isha, it's a time where many people care to pray. People either busy with their family, eating dinners, and they don't pray. They used to specifically pray at that time. Also, the last third of the night, most of people are sleeping by that time. Also, one of the time that the early generations of the Prophet ﷺ used to care for so much, after Fajr. The Sahaba, they will stay after Fajr in the masjid until the sun comes out. Or the Prophet ﷺ as well. Why? Because after Fajr, a lot of people busy with their daily activities. They want to go start work. So when there is a time where people kind of didn't give much attention to the ibadah, the act of worship, that's the time you should take advantage of the most. Because you seem very special in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of min latif, yani ma dhukr fi hadha, one of the nice stories was documented for us by Dhahabi rahimahullah, that Mujahid said, one day the Kaaba was flooded in Mecca. And nobody went to make tawaf except Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Then Mujahid said, وكان عبد الله بن الزبير لا يرى بابا من أبواب العبادة هجره الناس إلا تكلفه. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, anytime he see people not practicing something from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, he will care to practice it first and to basically to revival it. And that day it was flooded. The Kaaba was flooded. He said, Mujahid, I saw him making tawaf around the Kaaba swimming. Every time he will come by the black stone, يغطس فيقبله ثم يعاود فيطوف. He will go down, dive, kiss the black stone, go up, basically continue his tawaf, swimming. And by the way, that's not the only one. Historically, there are several people did that as well. Anyway, so here you see that this is something that you learn from this hadith in your life in general. One of the things as well that to know that one of the great things to do in this month is to fast and to prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan by practicing it. What else we do in Ramadan? We do Qiyam al-Layl, we do reciting the Quran. So we do fasting. So actually, if you look, a lot of the earth, we give charity. So that's one of the things that you should start practicing it now. So, and you do it often. So when Ramadan comes, as we say, you hit the ground running. You're already ready for it. And you be strong and so used to it. And it's interesting to know that as the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fast a lot during this month, as well, the reciting of the Quran was something to be known among the early generations. حتى قال الحافظ بن رجب رحمه الله كان شعبان يسمى شهر القراء أو شهر القرآن شهر القراءة. That الحافظ بن رجب said the early generation used to call the month of شعبان is the month of reciter, the month of the recitations, because a lot of people start reviewing the Quran, and those who are memorizing the Quran or part of the Quran or want to practice reading, so when the month of Ramadan comes, they can go faster. I think that's a good idea for us, especially for our children, to get used to read so they can read smoothly, faster, and also with more tadabbur. So when Ramadan comes, it became easy for them to read the whole entire Quran. For fasting the month of Sha'ban, you can fast as many days as you want during the month of Sha'ban. But you have to avoid fasting Saturday by itself, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, generally speaking, you know, said don't fast Saturday by itself. Another thing that you should not fast the day before Ramadan, the one day or 2 days before Ramadan, specifically the day which is, we call it Yawm al-Shak. في حديث عمار بن ياسر من صام يوم الشك فقد عصى أبا القاسم. Those who fast the last day of Sha'ban, which is, we don't know, is this is the 30th of Sha'ban or the beginning of Ramadan? You know, when all of us waiting, did they see the moon, did we did not? Are we going to finish Sha'ban 30 days or are we going to start Ramadan? That last day, the Prophet ﷺ said, don't fast it. Unless it comes as a Monday or a Thursday, and it is your habit that you fast every Monday and every Thursday. That's the only reason you're fasting that day. But to fast it, because some people say, let me fast this day, what if those shuyukh are wrong? You know, just to be in the safe side, let me add one day. That's not allowed in Islam. And also, it's interesting, that also you learn from this another principles in life, or many principles. One of them is a sharia asking you to do your best. Yani, you try your best and that's it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not judge us based on the action in itself, it's 100% correct or not. Yani, you might start your fasting one day wrong. Maybe. Logically, there is a possibility, but it doesn't matter. So we all have the ijtihad, and we alhamdulillah, we did our best, and that's the fasting day. Khalas, alhamdulillah, you are accepted, and it's acceptable. Let's say somebody comes now and I tell him, hey, by the way, this way of praying that you're praying is wrong. Your salah is invalid. Correct your salah. Does he need to go back to every salah in the past and to repeat it? No. Because he did that salah according to his best ability. Khalas, alhamdulillah. طيب, how Allah will accept salah that is incomplete? Yes, because Allah will not judge you based on the action itself. It's 100% correct or not. It is about your effort. It is correct. But that doesn't mean that you just do anything. You've been asked to learn. You've been asked to ask. You've been asked to seek knowledge. Okay? But if you do your part and it didn't come as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be, He still reward you for it and accept it from you. Another thing also, the reason that the Prophet ﷺ said, don't add to it one day, don't add to Ramadan one day, just to be on the safe side. Because that's how the nations before us, Jews and Christians and other religions before us, went astray. And their religion changed over the course of years. Why? Because they start adding things from their own. They think that they can protect their religion more than God. So they start adding this, taking this out, and changing the rules. So Islam doesn't want us to be involved in this process at all. What the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Ramadan, it means Ramadan. You don't add to this one day or just to be on the safe side. You're not going to care for the religion more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So if he said only Ramadan, it means only Ramadan. Don't fast the day before Ramadan, don't fast the day of Ramadan. One other thing also we know about the month of Sha'ban, which is interesting. One of the reasons Sha'ban is so important, it is a month where the deeds and the record of our deeds presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the angels. And the records of the humans' deeds, all our actions, what we do, are recorded. This recording of the deeds and the actions of people presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in three different ways. One of them, daily. Every day, twice. The angel will go every day, present before Allah what all humanities have done during this day. During the daytime, or what they have done in the nighttime. Every day, twice. And in the one at Fajr, which is basically to present the angel who's in charge of the whole night, they witness Fajr, then they go up. And they go up to show the record of the night. Then they meet again, you know, at Asr to show the record of the day. What happened during the daytime. Then they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that. That's why the angels, they meet each other every day in Fajr and in Asr. That's why these two salah are very special because witnessed with by many of the angels as came in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in multiple ahadith in Bukhari and Muslim and others. So that's twice a day. Also, we know that it's every week twice the deeds will be presented before Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ told us, it presents before Allah every Monday, that's another presentation. What's the detail of every presentation? We don't know. But the Prophet ﷺ told us every Monday and Thursday, deeds will be presented before Allah. That's why I would like my deed to be presented while I am fasting, while I am fasting. That's why he used to fast these 2 days, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That meant a lot to the companions and to the successors. Al-Dhahhak, one of the successors, he used to be in tears at the end of the day, and he would tell his family when they asked him, why you're in tears? He said, you know, my day is gone. And what I have done today, everything I have done it during the day, now in the record, and now it presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not sure if I'm proud of my record of the day. Just that feeling, and one of the benefits of knowing that these twice presented before Allah, many benefits. One of it is to feel shame. You know, whatever you've done, can you imagine the record of your deed goes up today from the morning? 1 hour in bathroom, 20 minutes in front of the mirror, than changing clothes 20 times or 10 times, than eating, then drinking coffee, then drinking coffee, then drinking soda, then eating lunch, then okay, that's it. There is nothing to be, nothing in your day that something كذا يعني, as we say, يشرح الصدر, something to be proud of. He prayed a very fast salah. He didn't even make the sunnah of the fajr. He missed fajr. That just the concept of twice been presented before make you think of what is now been presented before Allah. How many of the mubahat, this permissible, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to eat this or to drink that, no. But if that's what occupied most of your record of deeds, that's something maybe you should think twice about. Things need to be changed. Versus sins and missing obligations, that's even another problem. And not only that, every week, that's why Ibrahim al-Nakhai, كان يبكي يوم الخميس, in Thursday he will cry. And he said, today is the deeds of the week presented before Allah. And also yearly. And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, شعبان شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين. That the month of شعبان is where deeds will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of the whole entire year, from the last شعبان. And in some of these narrations, we'll come to this in a little bit. One of the things that it's an opportunity for us to know that, if this is the end of my year, basically, calendar, according to the way they present before Allah, I make sure that I fill it with a lot of good deeds. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam filled it with fasting. And if you notice, every day there is a presentation of the deeds, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be fasting, because that's one of the most rewarding things, one of the things that cleanses you from your sins. And make sure that when the month of Sha'ban end, and the beginning of Ramadan, and that's a new beginning for you. And let's make things in perspective. Ramadan is just a new start, a new beginning. And how you start your year strong. When you start strong, you continue strong. One of the things also during the month of Sha'ban that's known, that the month of Sha'ban is a preparation for Ramadan, as I said earlier. Some of the scholars said, and I think Imam Abu Bakr al-Balkhi said that, he said the month of Rajab is like the month where you put the seeds, and that which is before Sha'ban. And the month of Sha'ban when you water the seeds, so the plants start growing. And the month of Ramadan where you collect. So if you think you're going to be putting the seeds and watering the plants, then collect in the month of Ramadan, you're wrong. You need to start early. You need to start from now and to work on yourself from now, so when the month of Ramadan comes, it will find you ready to take full advantage of it. That's why Ibn Rajab rahimahullah said, if you never planted the seed, you never watered the plants, you'll never collect anything afterwards. شهر شعبان شهر القراء is the month of reciting the Quran, the month of sadaqah. People used to give a lot of charity. They used to feed the poor and the hungry and help the needies. A lot of narrations came in regard to that as well. All this is just to prepare you for the month of Ramadan. And that's why many of the scholars even said that zakat should be given in the month of Sha'ban. A lot of scholars talk about giving zakat in the month of Sha'ban. So to purify your money, purify yourself before even Ramadan started. But it doesn't matter Sha'ban. But I'm just telling you what Sha'ban meant to the early Muslims and what it means to us. A big difference. And I hope this, just the whole khutbah, is to create that sense of awareness about the value of these days that you're living in today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do our best during the month of Sha'ban and the month of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. It came in also in one of the ahadith that in the month of Sha'ban, in the middle of Sha'ban, Just came one hadith. Some scholars said it is sound, some acceptable, some said weak. That in the middle of Sha'ban, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive so many people during that day, night, except the two who they have hatred towards each other. People who bite, cut off each other for the dunya, for worldly matters. Especially if they are brothers, sisters, family members, if they are relatives, neighbors, you know, or is an old good relationship before between them, like you used to be partners, stuff like that. You know what? It's the time for you to forgive and to forget. And as I always say, if you can't do both, do one of them. Either forget or forgive. You know? By the way, forgiving, it doesn't mean that he becomes your friend or she become your friend. It doesn't mean that. I just, khalas, I let it go. Maybe it's an ex. Maybe it's an ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-partner, whatever it is. Khalas, just forgive them. Because holding into that hatred is not in your best interest. It's actually you set yourself free. So one of the things that the hadith tells us to do that and to encourage to do that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, except so-and-so, they are, the angel will say, so-and-so, they have this hatred between each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hold into them. I'm not giving them the forgiveness yet until they forgive one another. It will be held back until they forgive one another. And one of the reasons that I found it so interesting as well is because you want to empty your heart from all this negativity. So when the month of Ramadan comes, your heart is open. There is a space for it to be filled with goodness, with love and forgiveness and caring. And that's, it would not happen if it's already filled with hatred and anger and frustration. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to, you know, to take full advantage of this month. And in the middle of Sha'ban, there is no any act of worship was legislated. A lot of people have a prayer called Salatul Ragha'ib, and it's one of the bid'ah that people made in the middle of Sha'ban. There is no any authentic narrations or any fabricated narration even about that the Prophet ﷺ used to do a special ibadah in that night. You know, it's just a night of forgiveness. So just the only thing you need to focus on is to cleanse your heart and to forgive people. And in the end of the day, I want to say, make sure that you learn about Ramadan, get ready for Ramadan, and take advantage of, you know, having this intention to do your best in Ramadan. So even if you didn't do as you intend to do, for whatever reason, you still get the reward for it. You're sincere, but you know, something happened. Well, I mean, COVID have taught us a lesson that things can change quickly. Well, I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. But when you have the good intention, you get that reward. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna wa'akrim nuzulana wa'assi mudkhalana. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا وإخواننا وأخواتنا والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تقينا وأولادنا شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن وأن توسع علينا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وأن تجمع لنا بين خيري الدنيا والآخرة وأن تحيينا على الإسلام وتميتنا على الإيمان وأن تبلغنا رمضان وتتقبله منا وأنت راض عنا يا حي يا قيوم. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and raise our levels in Jannah. Forgive our parents and all the believing men and women, living or dead. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes to make us among those who always conscious of Him, fear Him, love Him, depend on Him, trust Him, turn to Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who witness the month of Ramadan and do our best during that month and to be accepted from all of us. صلى الله وسلم على محمد وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.